So where are we?
We're in the Old Silk Mill, which is a museum we've been directed to by our last piece of directions. And we've been directed to the top floor, to the Tylufny exhibition.
And we're looking at a big glass case full of what appears to be an automatic telephone exchange.
Which is why we are simultaneously recording on both our iPhones.
So I'm recording an audio boo which will go to Documentally, and you're recording an audio boo which is going to Hannah Nicklins on Twitter.
Yes, that's right. And we're going to demonstrate how this telephone exchange is going to work.
Inside the glass case is the automatic telephone exchange, which could be dated back as early as 1879, it says on the plaque. And on either side is an old-style telephone. So I'm walking over here. Hannah's walking over there. Now, my phone number's 99. Do you want to call me? She's talking. I can't hear her. Any second now, this phone will ring, though. Get on with it. Telephone exchange is doing stuff. She must be dialing. Oh, man, that is a familiar sound. I'm picking up.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, which is not really surprising because this is how telephones work. You call me and we're linked. I'm going to hold the phone right next to you. Speak now. Into the phone. Oh, apparently we can only talk for about 2 minutes by the looks of things. It sounds like it's cut off. I think I can hear you. Yeah, it's just that I can't hear. I'm having to listen to you in real time whilst holding my iPhone.
You will have to go and listen to questions as well so you can hear the other side. Maybe try
this. Is a bit weird because we're using a telephone. Come closer, the leads will. We're using a telephone to record a conversation to each other on an old-style telephone while standing right next to the telephone exchange. Yet these conversations that we're having, although we are here in person and also going through a telephone exchange, we're only a metre away from each other, they're also being transferred probably, who knows, by satellite somewhere to end up on the internet.
And we're holding our phones to the old phones.
We are.
In order to do that.
How long do you think it would take? I don't know. Will there be a delay? We'll never know because we can't listen to them simultaneously in real time. But how many people in the world have a telephone?
If one third of the people in the world have the internet connection, there must be a great deal more people who have telephones, especially considering that mobile telephone technology is really big in Africa. That's the way that everyone communicates over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether you talk about a wide telephone or a mobile telephone, I guess.
I think mobile telephones are reaching the people that don't have the infrastructure normally. And this is what we've been asked to think about, all of the people. I'm going to put my handset down a second. Here we go. And the exchange makes some interesting sounds. And we've just been told, this is our brief, think about all of the people on telephones. Maybe we're to think about the conversations as well. Then we've got to go to a cabinet which contains
miniature
figures.
Yeah.
We have to name them and create
characters
for them.
So we're going to go in search now of this cabinet containing miniature people, and we'll try and send you a picture.
And think some more about telephony and how much we take it for granted, because this is just in this box here is an awful lot of electronics, an awful lot of complicated machinery, which can't be any simpler nowadays that it's been turned into a microchip. But if you're hearing this, it all works.